Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Sergeant Corbett, you remain under oath, sir. I will just remind you to testify truthfully today, examine.
Thank you, Judge. Does your second presentation in this trial today contain text messages from Donna Adelson?
It does, yes.
And were these text messages ones that were from her phone that was seized in Miami Airport in November of 2023?
Yes, they're from a forensic examination of that phone that was taken from her person.
And does this presentation also contain messages from Charlie Adelson's iCloud?
It does, yes.
And were the amount of messages in both that iCloud and from that cell phone voluminous?
They were, yes.
Your summary that I've labeled 73B, and for the record, I'll make the summary from his first part of his presentation 73A, and this one will be 73B. Do these include some of the text relevant to the specific things I'm going to ask you about today from those voluminous records?
It does, yes.
At this time, I would move state 73B into evidence subject to the court's ruling.
An objection.
Subject to the court's ruling, Your Honor.
73 will, 73B, you said?
Yes, sir.
73B will be amended.
And I'd also make 73A, please.
Objection as to 74, or the order admitted.
73 has already been admitted, so I'd just be amending the name of the exhibit.
Go ahead and amend from there.
All right. Just as you did in your first testimony, did you create a PowerPoint of your summary that will go into evidence with the jury as a demonstrative here in court?
I did, yes.
And does this demonstrative contain other evidence that maybe the jury has already seen in this case, such as State's Exhibit 62?
I believe it does, yes.
All right. Permission to use a demonstrative, Judge?
You may.
All right. Looking at State's Exhibit 62, this first slide, does this appear to be a question an answer session here? There's a part that says Q, followed by a question, and a part that says A, followed by the answer to the question.
That's correct.
And when a witness is on the stand in a trial like you are today, does your testimony have to be in a question and answer format?
It is, yes.
All right, if we could go to the first page of State's Exhibit 62. Looking at this first bit of information here, what did What does this writing say that Kay said?
It says here in the highlighted section that Kay said she told Charlie on the night of the murder.
Jack, this is testimony is cumulative to the other evidence that's already been given.
Any role the witness may provide context concerning the admitted evidence.
What does it say that Kay said?
She said she told Charlie on the night of the murder that some friends of hers went to Tallahassee and killed him.
Okay, and does that story sound familiar?
It does, yes.
And are you familiar with Charlie Adelson's testimony in his trial in October of 2023?
I am, yes.
Okay.
When she arrived to my house, she came in through the garage, entered into the kitchen from the side door like she always does. And she just looked panicked and upset. I mean, she walked straight in and gives me this big, tight hug and asked me, like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, just a horrible day. But she looked more upset than I've ever seen her. I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, just come sit down and I'll talk to you.
Where did you go?
We walked into the living room.
And what happened when you got to the living room?
We sat down on the couch and she started to talk to me. And she said, listen, this is all my fault. That I had no idea anything was going to happen, but this is totally my fault. I spoke in too much detail about your family's personal problems, about your sister, Dan Markell, and the $1 million offer.
What did you say?
I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, my friend killed Dan, and he wants to be paid $250,000.
Does the next sentence say she asked him to give her $250,000 he was going to pay so his sister could relocate with her children to Miami? He went crazy on her. He said that was going to be an offer to his brother-in-law, not to kill him. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so according to this story and to Charlie Adelson's story at his trial, no one hired these hitmen to kill Dan Markell, right?
That's correct.
They just did it in their own in hopes of getting paid.
Correct.
All right, looking at the next page, is this the bottom part of the first page combined with the top part of the second page?
It is, yes.
Okay. Looking at the next sentence, does it say he threatened me that he was going to go to the police? I told him if he went to the police, these murderers would kill him. And if they don't get you, they'll kill your mom and dad, exclamation point. You should have seen his face, exclamation point. He turned white, exclamation point. He was scared shitless, in quotations.
Yes.
Okay, looking down at the next paragraph, does it say that she convinced him that the murderers think that a woman is paying for this? They don't know Charlie. And she told him she would tell her friends, she wouldn't tell her friends who he is. She can keep him safe. Is that right?
Yes.
So according to this, the men who killed Dan Markell are not the ones giving him the information the night of this murder. It's Catherine McVanwa. Is that right?
Correct.
And was that consistent with what Charlie Adelson said in his testimony? He said that McVanwa came over alone the night of the murder and told him that he was being extorted by some people she knew.
That's correct.
All right, looking down at the next section, does it say he opened his safe and gave her stacks of money? I'm sorry, can you go back up?
Yes. It does, yes. He opened his safe and gave her stacks of money.
And what does the rest of that paragraph say?
Then she told him he can pay her the rest in cash. She said he was giving her $3,000 every month. She laughed about how easy it was to extort him for the money. He wouldn't have to take her out for a fancy dinner. She could buy plenty of fancy dinners with $250,000.
Approach, please. Okay.
Okay. In Charlie Adelson's testimony, did he say that he paid Catherine McVanwa $3,000 a month because he did not have $250,000?
That's correct.
Okay. Did he say he gave her, I think it was $138,000 that night or the next morning, and then the rest was $3,000 a month over time?
That's correct.
And was that paid, he said, from $1,000 a month in her paycheck from Adelson Institute and $2,000 in cash?
Yes.
And in his testimony, did he say that Magdalena assured him that none of the money would be going to her? She was giving it all to the extorters, including the money from her paycheck.
Yes.
And did he testify that he told his mother, Donna Adelson, about the extortion in September of 2014?
Yes.
All right, can we move on to the next paragraph? I have a couple of questions about that. Okay, in this middle paragraph and in this final paragraph, is the word extort used twice?
Yes.
Okay, and then at the bottom, ha-ha is written out?
It is, yes.
Looking at the word, the first time you see the word extort on this page, is that underlined for emphasis?
It appears to be, yes.
Okay, when did Donna Adelson first learn of the meaning of the word extortion?
Well, we know that there was a search from the web history of that forensic examination, and I can move to that now, that was in October of 23. That is reference to extortion versus blackmail.
Okay, and what date was that search made?
Again, October 16th of 2023.
Was that about a week before Charlie Adelson's trial began?
It is, yes.
That she's looking at the difference between extortion and blackmail?
Correct.
And that would be even though, according to his testimony, he and his mother had been being extorted since 2014?
Correct.
All right, after Donna Adelson's phone was seized on November 13th of 2023, were we able to extract the data through a Cellbrite report?
We were, yes.
And from the phone in her possession, was there evidence that Donna Adelson and Wendy Adelson were talking about Charlie's trial and verdict as it was happening?
Yes.
Did Charlie Adelson's opening statements begin on October 24th of 2023?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be the first day of the trial when there was an opening statement and the state started calling their first witnesses. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and then what day did Charlie Adelson testify in his defense in that case?
November 2nd.
All right, and in this conversation between Donna Adelson and Wendy Adelson, did Donna Adelson agree that Charlie Adelson's testimony about being extorted was the truth, that he was telling the truth?
She did, yes.
Okay, can we see that exchange?
Yes.
Now, right before this exchange, did Wendy Adelson send a prayer hands emoji?
Yes.
Okay, and then what was Donna Adelson's response to that?
That we shouldn't have to pray. He's telling the truth. Protected his little sister for years. Differs through this. And now what? Prayer hands.
And then does she clarify that she meant suffers, not differs?
Yes.
Okay, so what date was this text sent on?
Again, November 6th of 2023.
So this would have been about 4 days after Charlie Adelson's testimony.
Correct.
But before a verdict was rendered in the case.
That's correct.
It says that he's telling the truth, protected his little sister for years. Was Robert Adelson a witness in Charlie Adelson's trial? Was he called by either the state or the defense?
He was not.
Okay. So the only person that Wendy Adelson was a little sister of who testified in Charlie Adelson's trial was Charlie Adelson then?
That's correct.
And here she's saying he's telling the truth. Is that right?
Yes.
Was that the only time that she said that Charlie Adelson's defense was the truth during that trial?
It is not.
Okay, can you show us all the messages where she's letting people know that it's the truth? Okay, so she's sending these messages to different friends or family members saying, finally, the truth is out?
That is correct. All of these messages were sent in a relatively short time frame to various friends and associates.
Okay. Were there more messages than just this?
There were.
Okay. And so she's seeing if people are watching more about it being the truth. Is that right?
Yes.
It says Dan just proved extortion. Was Dan Rashbaum Charlie Adelson's attorney at trial?
He was, yes.
Besides these things, I mean, what else did Donna Adelson say? Or did she say anything else to Wendy Adelson? Okay, thank you. Okay, here is she asking someone to watch opening because the truth is out.
That's correct.
All right. What else does Donna Adelson say to Wendy Adelson about this extortion defense?
She says that she's sorry this has been our life for so many years. It has been torture, but your lawyer didn't want you to know what happened. I think if you did, our relationship and your with Charlie would have been much different. I hope he knew what he was doing. Your testimony was crucial. Let's see what a jury does to him and to the rest of us. You know I'm next, but that won't happen. I'll take care of that.
What date is that? Or was that sent?
What date
was that sent?
November 1st of 23.
So she's saying she hasn't told Wendy about this extortion defense, because Wendy's attorney didn't want her to.
Correct.
And it might affect their relationship.
Yes.
Did we look in the cell phone reports and records to see whether there was any phone evidence of Charlie Adelson being extorted by Magdanua or Garcia or Rivera?
We did, yes.
All right, looking at the day after Dan Markell's murder, which would have been July 19th of 2014, would that have been the day after Magdanua would have told Charlie Adelson he was being extorted per his testimony and this State 62?
Yes.
Okay. What did Charlie Adelson and Magdanua, what were they saying to each other in text messages that day, the day after this alleged extortion?
So he speaks of heading to the gym, asking her if she's taking her children to the beach. She replies that it's beautiful, probably the pool. And he asks her, encourages her to have a nice day.
Okay, so then this would have been after Magdanua left his home that morning, that we saw in your first presentation, is headed south toward Rivera's. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and Charlie Adelson reaches out to Magdanua first. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And he says he's headed to the gym?
Yes.
Any mention of extortion, bad guys, money in these messages?
No.
Does it appear that there's any anger or fear in these messages?
It does not.
What about what about in the week following the murder? What did they talk about that week?
Well, there's additional messages from the 19th, later on in the afternoon. And then, yes, we have messages from the next week.
And what were their conversations that week like? So here they're talking about the weather and how late it is in the day?
Yes.
Okay. What about the next messages? She wants him to get Jerry to call in some prescription shampoo for her?
Yes.
Okay, what's next? Be so sweet dreams?
Yes.
What's next? She's complaining about a headache, migraine?
Yes.
Okay, what's next? Be saying laugh out loud?
Yes.
All right, any more after that? Here she says, have a good day, smiling face, and he says, you too?
Correct.
And is that all we have from that week?
Yes.
Do they ever discuss extortion, bad guys, money?
No.
Okay. Does it seem like pretty mundane things?
It does, yes.
All right, from 2014 to 2016, those 2 years after the murder, do Charlie Adelson and Catherine Magdanua stay in regular contact with each other, even after they break up in the fall of 2014?
Yes.
Okay, from the messages, do they appear to have a close friendship?
I would say yes.
Can you show us some examples of that? Here is she giving him some relationship advice and saying he'd make a great dad?
Yes.
All right, what's next? Does Charlie Adelson tell her he loves her in October of 2014?
He does.
Does he say, it makes me feel good that you care about me. I'm very lucky to have you as part of my life.
He does.
Okay, what's next? Oh, I'm sorry, can you go back? Does she respond that she will always care about him?
Yes.
Okay, what's next? And here they have an exchange. Is this in February of 2015?
It is.
And here She says, I always know how to make you smile, and he says, yes, you do.
Correct.
What's next? What do they say here?
It's February 24th of 15. Good, I love you. And he responds, I love you too.
Okay. What about later that year? Are there more friendly exchanges?
October 27th of 2015.
And she's maybe wishing him a happy birthday and thank you for helping me and I love you?
Yes.
And what does he say back?
Can't wait to get lunch with you. You're the best. I am lucky to have you as a friend for life.
Smiley face?
Yes.
Okay, what's next? All right, here they kind of calling each other names. It seems like in a funny way.
Yes.
And he says, I miss you.
Yes.
And what about the next month? Are there any messages in the next month? Okay, maybe some sort of inside joke here.
Yes.
Okay. Is she giving laughing, crying emojis?
Yes.
All right, what's next? Is this the same day?
It is.
And how does he end this exchange?
LOL, you're the best.
So laugh out loud, you're the best?
Yes.
After maintaining a close friendship for years, according to these texts, at what point did Charlie Adelson and Catherine Rambanois no longer have any contact via phone again? Is it after the arrest of Sigfredo Garcia?
Yes. I'm trying to recall exactly when that ended, but it was well into the time of the arrest, yes.
Okay. Now, in all of these messages from the records between Charlie Adelson and Mag Banois in those 2 years, are there any messages where they discuss being extorted?
No.
Are there any messages where they discuss Dan Markell's murder?
No.
What about Mag Banois knowing people who wanted to hurt his family, anything like that?
Nothing.
When Donna Adelson's phone was seized and celebrated, was there evidence inside that Donna Adelson and Charlie Adelson had communicated for several years over WhatsApp?
Yes.
And what is WhatsApp?
WhatsApp is just a communication app, multi-platform. You can use it on iPhones or Androids or other devices, and it is just another platform which people can communicate, voice, text. And it is what we call an over-the-top app in that it does not go through the carrier traditional infrastructure. So it's not using their text message service. It's using the data side. So we don't see records of that, those communications in the call detail records that we get. And it offers the security of encryption, that those messages are encrypted for the security of the senders.
Do sometimes people use WhatsApp because maybe they're somewhere internationally and that's the easiest way to communicate internationally?
Yes.
Do sometimes people use WhatsApp because, as you said, it's an encrypted service and maybe those messages could be harder to find as opposed to a regular text message? Okay. I could ask a different question, Judge. What does an encrypted message mean?
So encrypted means that the message content itself is encoded in a way that it cannot be easily read or decoded in transit. So if there was an interception or someone were to get hold of that text message because of the encryption, you're not able to actually see what's in there. And so that provides, again, for the security of those messages and traffic.
Okay, thank you. Looking at this WhatsApp thread between Charlie Adelson and Donna Adelson, were some messages seen in 2023 that law enforcement did not previously have?
Correct.
Okay. If you could turn our attention to the first one from July of 2016. All right, so they're talking about some good news?
Yes.
Okay, what's next? All right, so what does Charlie Adelson say here?
He says that the information he got, no, it's in the paper from yesterday, and I spoke to Marcus this morning. He said it's not official yet, but it's looking that way after he spoke to Garcia attorney.
Okay, when was that message sent?
July 21st of 2016.
Okay, was David Marcus spelled with a K? Was that Charlie Adelson's attorney at the time?
Yes.
So according to this text, Charlie Adelson's attorney was talking to Garcia's attorney, and he's letting his mother, Donna Adelson, know that in this message?
Yes.
Who did Marcus run into when he met with Garcia's lawyer?
Katie.
I believe 73A and 73 have been admitted at this point. They were not there. The objections are overruled.
What happened when Charlie Adelson's lawyer met with Garcia's lawyer? Who did they run into?
Miss Magbanua.
Okay. Now, how do we know that KADDIE is Magbanua?
That's how he had her listed in his contacts within his phone, Charlie Adelson's.
Okay. So throughout their relationship, Catherine Magbanua's phone number and all these messages are all to KADDIE in his phone. That's how he spelled Katie.
Correct.
Okay. And then how does Donna Adelson respond to this?
To the small world comment, she replies that it is. And then he goes on to discuss the meeting.
So does he say that his attorney said they said hi to each other, they shook hands, he introduced himself, and she is nice and beautiful?
Correct.
Okay, and how does Donna Adelson respond?
Like all your girlfriends.
Okay. So this is July of 2016. So is this about 2 months after Garcia was arrested for the murder of Dan? I'm sorry. Yeah, Sifredo Garcia was arrested for the murder of Dan Markell?
Yes.
Okay, and Katie's his baby mama?
Yes.
Okay. Did Donna Adelson or Charlie Adelson express any anger here or four-letter words for Garcia, the man who shot Dan Markell and had been arrested for it 2 months earlier?
No.
Or for Katie, the mother of his children?
No.
All right, looking at the next month in August, show us this WhatsApp message. Now, is this message, is it between Charlie Adelson and Donna Adelson?
It is, yes.
Okay, can you read us the message from August 2nd here?
Charlie Adelson says, did you see in the paper where the state star witness that rented the hotel room is a convicted cocaine dealer? Maybe those guys were just up in Tallahassee buying drugs and just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe the coke dealer did it because Danny did not pay him for his drugs, just like he stiffed everyone else he did business with. This whole thing is just crazy.
So at this point in August, you said Garcia and Rivera, they had been arrested for at least 2 months, right?
Yes.
And at this point, according to Charlie Adelson, he and his mother had been extorted for almost a year and a half as of a couple of months ago.
That'd be correct.
In this message from Charlie Adelson, though, does it appear to spitball another theory of Dan Markell's murder besides the extortion, that they've supposedly been extorted for the last 2 years by the killers?
It does, yes.
And when law enforcement investigated, did the hitman actually hang out with a local cocaine dealer who the police interviewed and he gave them information about the men he sold drugs to?
Yes.
Okay. And that was in the paper?
I'm sorry?
And they're talking about the fact that that was in the paper?
Yes.
Okay. And that maybe that coke dealer's the guy that killed Danny.
Yes.
Maybe Danny was buying drugs from him, stiffed him, something like that.
That's what it says, yes.
Okay. What's next after this, after Donna Adelson says, I did not see that, which paper?
Charlie indicates that it was in the Tallahassee Democrat, and Donna, that she has stopped reading everything.
And does she say, wow, exclamation point, I've stopped reading everything?
Yes.
Does she say, what are you talking about? You told me that they've been extorting us for 2 years.
Sustained.
Is there anything about extortion in these messages?
There is not.
All right. Last thing we saw from, or at the beginning of the presentation, we saw that in Donna Adelson's phone, she said that he was telling the truth in his trial and the truth is out. Was there another message to Wendy Adelson after she told Wendy Adelson? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Is there more messages here?
There is, just the end of that conversation.
Okay, thank you. Can you walk us through these and then I'll move on?
Certainly, it's just the conclusion of that, that the guy admitted to selling them cocaine and hanging.
Okay, is this the end of the conversation that we just saw?
It is, yes.
Okay. And do these messages mention extortion?
They do not.
All right. Going back to November of 2023, did we find messages in Donna Adelson's phone from November of 2023 when the verdict was announced between Donna and Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, can we see that message? Or maybe this, okay. She says there's a verdict. This is on November 6, 2023, is that correct?
That's correct.
Was a verdict delivered, meaning read out loud by the clerk or by the judge, sometime between 5 p.m. and 5:15 p.m. on that day, November 6th?
Yes.
Okay. When does Wendy send her next message?
At 5:27 p.m.
So this would have been after the verdict was rendered?
Yes.
All right. And she says, I love you very much. Call if you feel like you can. Is that right?
Yes.
And how does Donna Adelson respond? Can you read that message?
Your brother protected you for years. Now you are not guilty. Your lawyer took very good care of you. You can bury me in the dress that I bought for Lincoln's bar mitzvah.
And was that sent at 5:31 p.m. on November 6th?
It was, yes.
So about 15 to 20 minutes after the verdict?
Yes.
All right, so now we know the time of the verdict, sometime between 5 and 5:15 p.m. on November 6th, after the verdict. Was there evidence found in Donna Adelson's phone that Donna Adelson and Harvey Adelson began to plan to flee the country?
Yes.
It's argumentative.
Can you walk us through what was found in her phone from after the verdict?
So there is a conversation, again in WhatsApp, between Donna Adelson and a representative from Vietnam E-Visa regarding getting a visa for herself and for Harvey.
Okay, and are we going to go through the entire visa chat here today?
We are not.
Okay.
It's quite lengthy.
Are these just some excerpts from the visa chat?
They are, yes.
All right, before court today, did you have the opportunity to look at State 58, the visa chat?
I did, yes.
Okay, and are these true and accurate depictions of the chat that was found in the subreddit between Vietnam E-Visa and Donna Adelson?
Yes.
At this time, I move 58 into evidence.
An injunction. States 58, is it not?
Thank you. All right, if you could walk us through a few excerpts from this chat.
Yes, again, we can see that this is between Ms. Adelson and the Vietnam visa. And the first message in this conversation starts on November 7th at 3:55 p.m.
Okay, so is that within 24 hours of the verdict?
Yes.
Can you go back to the last one? What is that first message from, what does that first message say in this chat?
It's an automated message in the WhatsApp group, and it states that messages and calls are end-to-end encrypted. No one outside of this chat, not even WhatsApp, can read or listen to them. Tap to learn more.
And the only way we're reading them is because we were able to take the, seize the phone and get the information off the phone.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Can we look at the first messages sent in this chat? Can you read this to us?
Sure. Hi, Daisy. I'm trying to get a fast-track emergency visa for Vietnam.
Same objection when we talk about sidebar.
Overruled. This has not been published before the jury. This is the publisher, and I get the evidence at this time. You may continue.
I'm sorry, you left off at fast-track emergency visa for Vietnam.
I filled everything out on the online application. I filled out the visa option. I wanted the fastest I can get. Fastest I can get it, put in the applicant details with our photos approval. It's for Donna Adelson and Harvey Adelson. Yes, that is the site we applied for online. I just do not see how to pay for this.
Okay. And what's next?
She says if I do not get there until the 12th or 13th of November, is that a problem? If I am putting down November 11th as the date to arrive.
Okay. And then did they talk a little bit about how long her visa will be for?
Yes, she indicates I would like the 90-day visa and clarifies 90-day multi-entrance.
Okay, what happens when she finds out there isn't enough time to get a 90-day visa? Because it's an emergency fast-track one.
So her reply is, if we get a 30-day visa, can I extend it while I am in Vietnam?
Okay, but then the chat says we can arrange for the 90-day.
Yes.
All right, if she were to, like, let's say that, and I know that they didn't get the visas till a few days later, but let's say she got the visa on November 7th and it were a 90-day visa, that visa would extend to February 7th?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the choice that they gave her, the 90 or the 30? 30 and extend?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now eventually in this chat, does she send she and Harvey Adelson's pictures?
She does, yes.
Okay, are they letting her know all the things that she'll need to provide?
Yes.
Okay, and does she say, 90-day multiple entry is what I would like as fast as possible, and that next Monday, as in next Monday to receive the visas, will be fine?
That's correct.
Okay, what's next? They've received her email.
Correct.
And then she sends her picture. Now she sent Harvey's picture as well. Okay, thank you. Now, at some point in this chat, is it getting close to her flight date and she has not yet received her visas?
Yes.
Okay.
In addition to the photographs, she also sends copies of their passports.
Okay, and this is the flight information as far as where they're flying into, the date of arrival, the email, and the type of e-visa it is.
That's correct.
Okay, she gives them her flight information. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, now we're 5 days later, and does she say in capital letters, now it is almost 10 a.m. on Sunday. We take our flight tomorrow at 8 p.m. That is 30 hours. She's afraid that she's not going to get it in time. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, what happens next?
So the response is that we will send e-visa to you within 21 hours from now. It's fine for your flight. Please don't worry.
Okay, and does she actually end up getting her visa?
She does, yes.
Okay, can you walk us through the rest?
Yes, so this is November 13th, 5:28 a.m. She receives a visa for herself and for Harvey Adelson.
Okay. Now, was there other evidence that showed that the Adelsons did not have plans of returning home anytime soon? What was found on her phone as far as her Amazon deliveries?
So there was a message to herself, kind of as a reminder, and this was on November 8th, to stop Amazon deliveries.
Okay, and was there a note left in their apartment to sell a belonging?
Yes.
Okay. Does this indicate that this is who Wendy should call to get the paperwork so the gun can be sold if it is to be sold?
Yes, as it needs to be sold with the paperwork.
All right. We've heard about Donna Adelson's planner. Was there some entries in the planner for the week after Charlie Adelson's trial that indicated they weren't planning to come home anytime soon? What's the first entry here?
So the first entry we see is sell and list jewelry, dishes, implants, comics.
Okay, and what date was that?
I'd have to go back to the top to see the date of that, which we actually don't have on the top of that.
Okay, I think we do have it in evidence. So,
okay.
What number is that? Okay, so the first entry you're pointing out here, though, I'm sorry, if you could go back to the highlight.
Oops.
And so that was to sell jewelry, dishes, implants, and comics?
Yes.
All right. Did they have a note about packing for Vietnam? Okay. Was there also notes at the bottom about canceling disability insurance?
Yes.
Two, in fact.
Yes.
Was there a note for I'm looking in the middle of the screen here, for Wendy to tell Dan regarding Vietnam, and he must tell Charlie on his private line. Is that right?
Yes.
Would Charlie Adelson have been in custody at that time?
Yes.
And if the Adelsons were to call Charlie Adelson and tell him they're going to Vietnam, would that call be recorded and available to law enforcement?
Yes.
If Dan, Charlie's attorney, calls Charlie to tell him that information, would that call be private and law enforcement cannot listen to that?
That's correct.
Okay. Are there some more entries in this planner? Is there an entry regarding child support at the top? If they were paying child support for Charlie's trial, does it show that they intended to pay, or they have a note about this child support through November 2025?
That's correct.
So they're making a note of that for the next 2 years in advance?
Correct.
Because at this point, we're in November of 2023?
Yes.
All right. And when looking down, we see that that note's on Saturday, November 18th. If this planner was collected by law enforcement in Miami on November 14th, would this have been like a note of a reminder to yourself in the future that you've made here on the 18th?
It could be, yes.
Okay. And is that reminder, tell Wendy, do October expenses for three properties and enter in computer?
Yes.
Okay. I asked you when the first entry was. We see the end of the week is Saturday, November 18th, so I think you can probably see what week we're on, but I'm going to share with you what's marked as stamps. 59A. Looking at this first entry here that we saw of selling the jewelry, dishes, implants, and comics, what day was that?
That was Thursday, November 9th.
Okay, so that would have been 2 days after the visa chat and 3 days after the verdict?
Yes.
Were there text messages on Donna Adelson's phone where she is trying to communicate her plans to Wendy Adelson?
Yes.
Okay. Can you go to those messages? Here in these messages, is she letting Wendy Adelson know they need to talk to her? It's not about the case. They need business assistance. They need to help her with personal things and business stuff. You know, please respond to them. Please talk to them.
Yes, that they need her to help them. Yes.
Okay. What do we have next?
November 10th.
Does Donna Adelson, I'm sorry.
She provides two contact cards to Wendy, stating that you need to have this info.
And is one of those for an attorney and one that looks to be for a property, a condo, in a certain tower?
Yes.
All right. Were there other messages to friends where she's trying to convey information?
Yes.
All right. Looking at this message on November 7th, is Donna Adelson saying to her friend Annie that she can't say why, but they, the Adelsons, may need you guys to come here, both of you. Wendy's not responding, and we have an issue that we cannot discuss over the phone. I know this sounds crazy, but I assure you it's not. I wish I could tell you more. Stand by. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, and then at the bottom, she says Ron may have some work to do here.
Correct.
All right, what's next? Does Donna let her know that she's copying her on different emails and things? She'll explain everything. She's holding off talking to her.
Correct.
Okay. And then was there evidence in Donna Adelson's phone of why they chose Vietnam? Why Vietnam was chosen as where they were going to go?
There were searches related to extradition, which would have contained Vietnam. As non-extradition.
Okay, can you show that to us? Okay, and when did she Google list of United States extradition treaties?
It would have been on November 7th.
Okay, so the day after Charlie Adelson's verdict?
Correct.
And the same day that she got the emergent, or she first started the chat for the emergency fast-track visa?
Yes.
possible, Nurse.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We meet again.
We do.
So, I think I'm going to go backwards a little bit. You agreed that WhatsApp is used internationally, correct?
It is, yes.
And in your presentation, you indicated that in my client's planner, there were some notations to sell jewelry, dishes, implants, and comics.
Yes.
My client, at the time, was 72 or 73. Did you believe she had a comic collection?
I'm not sure that she did.
And what about implants?
Well, other than the fact that they, or her, Donna, or Harvey Adelson was a dentist.
I'll show you. May I approach with States 155?
You may.
Looking at States 155. Picture that's on my screen, is that the same picture? It's just dots narrower.
Yes, it's a different perspective, but yes.
So let's zoom in on this. Can you read what that says? You want me to turn it?
It says implant motor.
And looking at 152, 153, and 154, looks, that's a closet, correct?
It appears to be, yes.
And is that, you can't see it there, let's go back here. That's the bedroom closet where that implant motor was, correct?
I'm not aware of this being a bedroom. It does appear to be a closet.
Okay. Let's grab another picture then. That picture indicates that there are dishes in that closet, correct?
There are dishes in the closet, yes.
Keep those for me. Would you agree it'd be unusual for dishes to be in a bedroom closet?
Possibly, yes. I'll have to clarify my last answer, too. There are dishes in my spare bedroom closet, so...
I did not know that to ask that of you, but...
I just want to be honest.
I will have this printed, Your Honor, this next picture, but it's identified as RDC_0029. Would you agree that that depicts a bedroom?
That does, yes.
Are those the boxes that we saw in States 155?
They appear to be, yes.
Same paper, and you have the coffee maker?
Yes.
Okay. So we're still in that room. Let's see if we can get a different perspective here. Would you agree that they didn't do a very good job documenting this search warrant?
Well, it is a little hard to figure out from the smaller pictures. I don't necessarily disagree that this is the bedroom closet. I just wasn't personally there.
Okay, so you have that small piece of luggage.
Yeah.
In this picture, that's 155. And then in this one here, it's 0043. Would you agree that that's the same piece of small luggage in the same closet? With the dishes.
Yes.
During the course of your investigation, Sergeant, are you aware of the fact that my client sold their home in Coral Springs and moved into a condo?
I am aware of that occurring at some point, yes.
And so merely because my client is selling some kitchen items or some jewelry, does that indicate that they are fleeing the country?
By itself, no.
someone's going out of town, would it be unusual for them to stop Amazon deliveries?
It would not.
Now, merely stopping Amazon deliveries, that does not indicate that they are not coming back, does it?
Not by itself.
Do you have any knowledge whether or not the trust that was set up for Roman Adelson, Charlie Adelson's son, took care of child support for a certain period of time?
I have no information about that trust.
Would you agree in looking through that calendar that Mrs. Adelson, my client, constantly updates it to give herself reminders?
I would agree, yes.
Is there any evidence that you discovered in your investigation that indicate that my client moved assets overseas?
None that I am aware of.
That's a no?
That is a no.
There's no evidence that you were able to uncover that my client was moving out of the country as opposed to obtaining a 90-day tourist visa?
I would say the evidence that I observed from the messages, the business that was being taken care of, it was at least a lengthy time to be away.
So a 90-day tourist visa?
That could be, yes.
Okay. Now, do you know what it means for a tourist visa to be multi-entrance?
I do not specifically.
Would you agree that a fair definition of that would mean that the person who holds the visa can enter the country, leave the country, and return to the country?
Yes.
And a tourist visa, if you know, is just that. It's for a tourist, not for a resident.
Correct.
Now, one of the slides that you didn't go over, I believe it was at least in one of the versions, slide 328.
Would you like me to go to that?
Sure.
Well, that would be the new 328.
Ah, see, I haven't been provided with the full new version. It's the slide 328 with the Sun Sentinel article.
With that article?
Yes.
That is not in here.
That's no longer in there.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know where that is in your...
It's not in here.
It's not in that one. Do you still have it where you can display it?
I can get to it, yes. And we'll probably... Yeah, as long as I stay muted.
Yes, thank you. Just clarify, as long as the version is not in evidence, but there's no way for witness to place it on the screen. Yes, it was in evidence, and I guess the state changed the present.
It was not in evidence. The one in evidence doesn't have it.
Says, I think it's going to be a speedy trial, Weinstein said. Who is Weinstein?
Attorney.
What, Charlie's attorney?
Yes.
Now, throughout your review of the text messages, the communications, was there any evidence that my client was aware of the friendly texts that Charlie had with Catherine McBallon?
There was no evidence that your client was specifically aware of the content of the communications between Charlie and Katie. No.
And you put on a bunch of slides where it's just another instance of Charlie Adelson just running his mouth. This time in writing, so his thumbs.
Yes, there are a lot of communications.
Redirect examination.
Yes, sir, quickly. Can you put the Sun Sentinel article back up? Thank you.
Take me just a second.
Sure. Okay, thank you. Now, we saw the text earlier where Charlie Adelson says to Donna Adelson that, you know, did you see the good news in the paper yesterday? Something along those lines, right?
Correct.
Okay. And Donna agreed it is good news.
Yes.
Okay. So did we try to find some papers from the day before those messages? I think that message was on July 21st of 2016 to see if there was a local paper in Miami that maybe published some, or in Florida, that published some information about this case the day prior.
We did, yes.
Was this the closest in time article that we could find that talked about Dan Markell's murder?
It was, yes.
Okay, and was this from the Sun Sentinel?
It was.
Which is a big paper in Miami.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And in this paper, or this was this article published on July 16th of 2016?
Yes.
So not the day before, but I think it would be 5 days before.
That's correct.
Okay. And, but we don't know necessarily looking at those texts, was it published or did Charlie see it in the paper the day before? Is that right? Charlie says, though, it was good news in the paper yesterday.
He does, yes.
Okay. And in this article from the Sun Sentinel, does it talk about the murder of Dan Markell and that Garcia and Rivera have been arrested?
Yes.
Okay. And what you've got highlighted in red here, does Weinstein, who is was Weinstein an Adelson family friend at that point? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay. Weinstein says, I think it's going to be a speedy trial. I don't think there's going to be any more arrests. After it talks about the arrests of Garcia and Rivera. Is that right?
He does, yes.
Okay. So, if Charlie Adelson and Donna Adelson are referencing this paper, then they would be saying that it's good news that there's not going to be any more arrests. Is that right?
Yes.
And is that the reason that it was of interest above? To us?
It was, yes.
Okay. But ultimately, it isn't the day before, right?
It is not.
Okay. All right. Looking at... Defense asked you about... I think ultimately you said, you know, from the totality of the evidence in this case, not just one thing or not just one other thing, but the totality of the evidence... It looked as though the Adelsons were planning to have a lengthy time away.
That's correct.
And quick, right? I mean, wasn't Dan Donna Adelson asking for an emergency fast-track visa?
Yes, there was urgency in all the communications and getting things done, getting the visa, there seemed to be a sense of urgency to that.
And did Donna Adelson specifically look for non-extradition countries in her phone before?
Objection asked to answer. The rule is to ask and answer, but we have covered the subject, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. And was Vietnam the country she chose?
It was, yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Lennon, I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.
Will he be recalled during the trial? You remain under your subpoena. Please do not discuss your testimony with any other person.
Thank you, sir.
Your wife says that's a whole issue.
There are. I am curious about these clips, but I have things to do.
They're in very nice protective cases.
Judge, one matter, case exhibit 72, state thought it wasn't his. Period. Yes, certification. Clerk does not show that item admitted.
State 72 is not at this time.
Judge,
with that, the sleep rest. Members of the jury, I'm going to take my break on the trial at this point for the weekend.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Moro Casino.
American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
the social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.